Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Interesting goings on as usual. Interesting things happen, as there always is when the lie has become the truth. And that's what leftists are good at. They make lies into truth. And typically on days like today, I want to do a lighthearted show, and we want to do a lighthearted show every day. In other words, we want you to understand the seriousness of things, but we also want to make a little fun at it, poke a little fun at it here and there. And typically on this particular day is when I do more of it than normal, because I think that every now and then, especially at the end of the week, we need to just kind of take a breather. But understand this, a lot has happened over the past week that I find perplexing and, quite frankly, intriguing. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Tucker Carlson's caused a stir where there should be none. I honestly wasn't even going to cover Tucker going to interview Putin. Congratulations to him. I said it years ago. I would love to go over and talk to Putin. Somebody said to me then, you know he's a racist. And I went, how do you know that? How do you know that?
Well, I saw that.
You don't know that. And what if he is? What if I could get an interview and sit down with a guy that you call a racist? I sincerely, that actually happened. And I don't care. Putin's an interesting guy to me for a lot of reasons. Tucker Carlson is a journalist. Why can't he go talk to Putin? Is Putin really the bad guy that Team Biden portrays? I'm going to get into that in just a bit. But I will say this. I was under the impression China was our biggest enemy. They're trying to destabilize the dollar. They are putting a foothold in every country in the world, on the planet. But I guess when the president of America and his crooked family are partnered with America's biggest enemy, well, we can ignore that enemy for now, right? I don't think we would be ignoring China if Donald Trump and his family were the ones in partnership with him. That's just me. I know, Kevin, you're a conspiracy theorist. But I suspect if Donald Trump's son, any one of them, had a deal with the biggest Chinese spy on the planet, and the Trump family was getting the kind of money that the Biden family got from China, I think the media would have a very different way of covering it right now. And I'm going to get into the media because they're no more, they're just a propaganda machine. I've asked this question of you guys many times. Think of all you know about the corruption of the Biden administration and the Democrats. Just consider what you know. And I'm going to give you a couple things. Here are some facts. Whether people believe it or not, I'll say it to my dying breath. They cheated in the 2020 election. No question about it. They cheated in the midterms. No doubt in my mind. They have invited the invasion at the southern border. They've invited this. They instigated the insurrection of January 6th. It was planned weeks in advance, and they used the DOJ to do it. They've locked up people for no reason because of it. Think about that. We live in America. We're demonizing Putin, and we have citizens of the United States locked up. I dare you to go back and look at what happened in 2017 when Donald Trump, when he was going to take over. I was in D.C. when Donald Trump was going to get sworn in. I was in D.C. They were burning buildings. I mean, it was crazy. You want to talk about an insurrection versus what happened at the Capitol on January 6th? No comparison. No comparison. They lie about climate change, nothing more than weather. They've lied about COVID. They lied about
the things that would cure COVID. They lied about the vaccinations. They've lied about the number of people who've been killed or have all kinds of dreaded things going forward. They continue those lies. I'm just giving you what we know. And look, you can...
Oh, Kevin, we still the jury's still out on that.
Yeah, if you're a fool, if you're that big of a buffoon, fine. You can believe what you want to believe. I'm giving you facts right now. These are facts. And you know what's interesting? I can give you these facts, and they won't let my show be heard. They don't want my stuff to be read. And you know what you get when you push this stuff out?
Oh, well, these things have been unverified.
Whatever. Let me tell you something. If they did that to the news, the supposed news on the left, nothing would be able to have ads on it. They do nothing but lie. They are propagandists. Clear evidence of everything I'm telling you about. Leftists stir racial, sexual, and gender rebellion openly in this country. They absolutely hate white people. In fact, Elon Musk just did a thing on South Africa. The new guy that will probably become the leader of South Africa wants to commit genocide against white folks. You're not going to see any of these crazy white people here in America say a word. They want a war between the sexes. They want a war between the genders. They want a war between whites, blacks, Latinos, you name it, Asians. They put people in buckets and they want us fighting. And they do it openly. It isn't like it's a hidden agenda like, okay, let's all say this and do this. And then there's no clandestine meetings. They just do it openly. Men hate women. They're misogyny, toxic masculinity. Let me tell you something. I know a lot of men. I'm talking real men. I haven't met one that hates women. Not one. We love women. We exalt women. Real men love women. It's that simple. I'm just using that one as an example. Real conservatives don't give a crap about your sexuality. They don't care about your religion. They don't care about any of that stuff. What they care about is how are you as a human being. That is a fact. I have not met a single conservative that doesn't agree with those principles. Doesn't mean they don't have their biases. Doesn't mean they're not bigoted in some way. You can still have those emotions and be a good person, be a good human being. Leftism doesn't call for that. So, clear evidence, folks, of everything that we know. How they connive, the left, to enrich themselves. The backroom deals they're cutting. What do we not know? That's what I want you to think about. The left no longer hides that they're communists, they're Marxists. They hate you. They hate your religion. They hate your work ethic. They will do anything they can to make people despise you. You're a good person. Think about that. You're good people doing God's work and they hate you. We'll be back.
This is a Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It's going to seem like we're jumping around a little bit because we got a lot to cover, but here's what I want to ask you. How powerful must you feel or must you be to lie openly? Think about that as you consider what we're talking about today. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want you to understand absolute power. And you've experienced it a little bit. Have you hung around somebody that has a lot of money? Watch them go into a store where they know this person. Or maybe they go into a restaurant. They get the best seat. The maitre d' comes over and just fawns all over them. Have you been in that environment? You've certainly seen it on TV. You've seen how billionaires get treated. You've seen how politicians get fawned over. It's an elixir. It is something. I'm telling you, being around it and being a person of character, I get it. Because, boy, you see it and you're like, ooh, that is sexy right there. I went to visit a billionaire buddy of mine. He flew me in, put me up at his casita on a very prestigious
piece of property. I forget the name of the place, but it was security. I went to security. I gave my name. Oh, yep, you've been approved. I go to the casita. He owned four of them in the same area. Now, these casitas could be anybody's great homes. He had four of them. Then he had six other properties inside of this resort, if you want to call it that. And it's a private golf resort. So I go put my stuff in the casita. There's a basket of fruits and stuff with a bottle of wine, a note on it that tells me how to work everything, who to call in the event of an emergency. I open a refrigerator. When I tell you it was stocked, you haven't seen anything like that, unless it's on TV. You probably haven't seen anything like this. It was amazing. It had different beers in a six-pack, and it said, if you go look, with a note that said, if you go look in the pantry, if you find one you like, there's a case of it. And it was stocked. It had poo-poo trays. It had antipasta trays. It had seafood stuff. Stocked. I mean, it was enough for 10 people for a week. And it was just me. So then I go over to the facility, the golf thing, and I take my clubs and everything, and I walk out. I get out of my car, and one of the guys goes, sir, may I help you? And I said, no, I'm good. I'm just looking for a friend. Okay, no problem. Then another guy comes up, sir, may I help you? And so by the time the third person came up, I said, look, I'm looking for, the billionaire. Oh my, at that point, I got swarmed. It was like throwing food in the water when you're feeding the fish. Mr. Jackson, we'll take you right to him. Mr. Sir, may I get your bag? You want me to take care of your shoes? I'm not exaggerating this one bit. They get my gear. They go, we'll have your clubs cleaned up for you. We will shine your... When I tell you, they told me that we will take care of my shoes. My shoes were a little dirty. They go, we'll have your shoes ready. Everything. They took my stuff in. One escorted me to the table where this billionaire and his wife and another friend were sitting. And they sat me down. And I remember thinking, holy cow, I've never seen anything like this. And I'll tell you this. This guy was rich. But I've been around richer, so I couldn't imagine what happened to some of my richer friends, because this dude was worth a lot, but I had friends who were worth more. That stuff is an elixir. You see it and you're like, wow, to be fawned over like that. Now, it's about your money. In this particular case, the guy was an amazing guy. I'm not going to tell you. He was an amazing human being. But I'm telling you, those people, they don't know all the stories about him that I know that made him amazing. But they saw that money. They knew that power. I watched the movie on Lamborghini. He openly womanized on his second wife. There was a scene where she fired one of his mistresses and he didn't miss a beat. He just stayed on the phone. She goes, I fired that blonde that you've been screwing. And he looked at her and then he kept having his phone conversation like, I'll just hire another one. In another instance where he was asked a question about a meeting he needed to have the next day, and his wife, they were wrapping Christmas presents, and it was on Christmas Eve, and his wife said, but it's tomorrow's Christmas Eve. And he says to the person on the phone, I'll see you tomorrow. Open disdain. That comes from power. And see, that power, that didn't endear him to, you think it endeared him to his wife? But see, she didn't push back. She either felt she couldn't or she just didn't. And let me tell you something, folks. Our government is now so egregious, it commits criminal or immoral acts in our faces. And it tells us, grin and bear it. I'll get another one. Oh, you think you got rid of this? You think you got rid of Hillary Clinton? I'll put somebody else in. I'll put in Joe Biden next time. I'll really make you pay for your insolence. How dare you stop us from putting Hillary in? We'll teach you next time. We'll give you Biden. Imagine what they're thinking right now, huh? They persecute the one man who dared to expose the corruption for one reason. They cannot let him have access to power again because they will lose traction. And I've asked you guys before, look at what happened with that four-year gap in the New World Order and the Great Reset. When we got rid of Hillary Clinton by overwhelming vote. Here's Trump. He was talking about this with Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes. This is an old clip. But it reveals so much, and it's certainly pertinent to what we're talking about right now.
was when they spied on my campaign. They spied on my campaign.
There's no real evidence of that.
Of course there is.
No.
It's all over the place. Leslie,
sir,
they spied on my campaign and they got caught.
Can I say something? You know, this is 60 Minutes. And we can't put on things we can't verify.
You won't put it on because it's bad for Biden.
We can't put on things we can't verify.
Leslie, they spied on my campaign.
Well, we can't verify.
It's been totally verified.
No.
It's been, just go down and get the papers. They spied on my campaign. They got caught.
No.
And then they went much further than that, and they got caught. And you will see that, Leslie.
Leslie Stahl of the venerable 60 Minutes. But we have no proof. We didn't have any proof. And Trump goes, you have plenty of proof. The proof is right in front of your faces. She's like, what are you? We don't see. What are you talking about, Trump? Doesn't matter. They don't care about the truth. They care about their agenda. And I'm going to tell you, if you think that's going to change, you're out of your mind. You cannot change leftists. Look, I ask you, what is it that we don't know? Epstein's information. Do you really believe that the FBI, who raided his compound, who's got pictures, they've got diaries, they've got all kinds of stuff. Do you really believe that they don't know what's going on? Why is it that we don't know all the people in power who were corrupted by Epstein? And we should be digging into this, doing an investigation to find out what legislation was impacted because of this man. I got something from Ann who said they were trying to make, that Epstein wanted to make like a baby farm on his ranch or something. I don't know if it's true, but who knows? But here's what I can tell you. The FBI knows everything about it. They've got the information the same way they had all the information on Wiener. They had all the information on Hillary Clinton. They had all the information on Bill Clinton. And we get nothing. We get bupkis. And that's just one thing. Money for hostages. What's the money really for? Starting wars and funding terror. What really happened in Benghazi? Do we have the answers we think we should?
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A congressional seat once held by embattled Republican politician George Santos will now be taken by a Democrat. Laura Winters has that story.
Former Democrat Congressman Tom Suozzi wins the special election in House District 3.
Let's send a message to our friends running the Congress these days. Stop running around for Trump.
The split in the House, now 219 Republicans to 213 Democrats, with the addition of Swazi. I'm Laura Winters.
A space rocket launching this week is going to be wrapped up with ordinary jacket insulation. It's part of a new technological partnership between Columbia Sportswear and the lunar company Intuitive Machines. Columbia CEO Tim Boyle on with Fox Business.
And this is going to be a fairly interesting and really important opportunity to study space and study the moon.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The left's agenda against Donald Trump, it continues with, in some of the most farcical ways. And one of them is Nikki Haley staying in the race. By the way, Marianne Williamson dropped out of the presidential race. Dean Phillips hasn't dropped out, and he continues to sound the alarm bell against Captain Demento because he's right. But Nikki Haley's hanging in there like a hair on a biscuit, because Nikki believes that Donald Trump will be persecuted so much by the left that she's willing to partner with him. She's willing to be part of, to be complicit in this, and just hang in there. Say, oh, I'll bide my time. So she loses to none. When I say that, here's what I'm talking about. She lost to none in Nevada. And here's her excuse.
Does that situation in Nevada hurt a little bit?
No. I mean, Nevada, it's such a scam. They were supposed to have a primary. Trump rigged it so that the GOP chairman, who's been indicted, would go and create a caucus. We knew months ago that we weren't going to spend a day or a dollar in Nevada because it wasn't worth it. Mm-hmm. And so we didn't even count Nevada. That wasn't anything we were looking at. We knew that was rigged from the start.
Sure.
Our focus is on South Carolina, Michigan, Super Tuesday. So if you look what we did in Iowa and you look what we did in New Hampshire, we're continuing to grow. That's what matters, I think, more than anything else. But look at what happened this week.
Mm-hmm.
Here you have Republicans lost a major vote on the border.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans lost a major vote on Israel. Donald Trump was found that he will not have immunity in all of these court cases coming up. The RNC chair is fired.
Mm-hmm.
All of this chaos is happening around us, and Donald Trump's fingerprints are on every bit of it. We can't continue as the Republican Party to go forward with this chaos. You don't defeat Democrat chaos with Republican chaos, mm-hmm. and that's why we've got to see a change.
The more I hear Nikki Haley, the more I can't stand her. Seriously. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. She says Trump colluded to get her out of Nevada because he was afraid of her. I mean, he had to do this weeks in advance when Nikki Haley was a nobody. She still is a nobody, by the way. But he had to do this weeks in advance. So he colluded to change it from a primary to a caucus because that would stop her from gaining any traction. She says it was rigged. So that could be rigged. But Haley doesn't believe the general election can be rigged. And she says, well, because Trump doesn't have any immunity against prosecution now, well, that makes him vulnerable, and I will be able to just step in. And, oh, by the way, remember the fake polls that I keep giving you that says that I can beat Joe Biden by a bigger margin than Donald Trump? Well, let's not forget that. Oh, and by the way, all this chaos has Trump's fingerprints all over it, because we know Trump is a troublemaker. He's a troublemaker. Now, all of this, I started out in talking this hour. I talked about Tucker Carlson and the visit to Russia to interview Putin. This is the big news, and I didn't know why. And I said that because who doesn't interview a head of state? Biden is a buffoon, but the media still wants to interview him. You want to know what's in his crazy, demented head? I'll tell you this. Every time Biden speaks, he has my attention. Not because I think he's going to do anything good for the nation, but because I think he's going to show the world just how stupid and insane he is. I want to see it. I would, when Macron is interviewed in France and he says something pertinent, I want to know about it. What is it that makes Putin the bad guy? I've discussed it many times with this audience, folks, and I've asked you to think critically about Putin. Why have we been told, not even told, why have we been force-fed that Putin is the most evil man in the world? Putin is running his country like anybody else. And I'll tell you, I'm gonna give you something here that a lot of people may not tell you. I think Vladimir Putin, in comparison to Joe Biden, is benign. He's a Girl Scout in comparison to Biden. Joe Biden, with the help of the people who placed him in office, has turned America into a third world crap hole, a country that is far worse than Russia, than even the former Soviet Union. I dare you or any other leftist to compare Putin to Biden. Story to story, politician to politician. Biden is using every inch of this government to hurt his citizens. And in fact, this man presided over genocide. They say Putin, he puts political people in prison and sometimes he kills those who disagree with him. I'll ask you, what proof do you have? But I'll give you proof. Joe Biden and colluded with the Chinese, our number one enemy, to unleash a virus. I'm talking about the people that were structuring to get him into office. The Democratic Party did this. And they killed millions of Americans. They stopped people from getting the ability to thwart a disease because they didn't want to let them know, you don't have to go get this big pharma stuff. Then the Biden administration put billions of dollars into supposed cures that didn't work to pay back the people that they're wanting to commit further genocide because this mRNA stuff is killing people and it's going to kill people now and it's killing people into the future. We got SAD, sudden adult death syndrome. Are you kidding me? Rampant myocarditis. People dropping dead of heart attacks in their 30s and 40s and 50s. Healthy people. Genocide this man did. And the media is like, well, no, it was a good thing. And Donald Trump says, you know what, hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, oh, he wants you to drink bleach and take horse tranquilizers or whatever. And you know what we find out after the fact? They work. Let's just say for the sake of this discussion that Putin is a bad guy, that he imprisons people. Look at what the Biden administration is trying to do to Trump. Now, many people think it's just the DOJ, Kevin. It's the DOJ. No, it isn't. I just told you. It was the DHS, our health department, colluded with the government to make Trump look bad. The people that started the COVID nonsense, the scare of COVID, that had us wearing ineffective masks, staying an arbitrary 6 feet from each other that had no scientific basis whatsoever, and then said, let's do lockdowns, because that's always cured any outbreak or whatever. Let's do lockdowns. And then at the end of it all, take a death poke that probably will have lasting ramifications and generationally. And they say, Putin's bad? Look, I don't know what Russia was doing, but I'll tell you this, couldn't be any worse. I don't know what China was doing. I heard reports. They locked people down. They closed businesses, whatever. It couldn't be any worse than what we did. So, it's not just the DOJ. It's DHS. It's the SEC. It's the EPA. It's all of these people are colluding against Donald Trump and therefore colluding against MAGA and all the millions and millions of people, the overwhelming millions of people who actually support what Trump is doing and what he's saying. So Tucker goes to get Putin's point of view. And Hillary Clinton said Tucker is a tool. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There are two sides to every story. I don't know what's going on in Russia, but I'll tell you this. I don't know that I believe America. I remember when Putin was put in charge of Russia. This was years ago. And I said to somebody, just think about it. The Russian put the head of their spy agency in charge of the government. And the person that I was speaking to said, we did it. And I went, what? They go, we did it. George Bush. George H.W. Bush. He was head of the CIA. And I remember this eye-opening, like, Now, this was before I became politically astute, but I remember going, oh, crap. We did do it. I didn't even realize that George Bush was the former head of the CIA. I want you to understand, when you don't have all the information, you say stupid stuff. Well, you can tell Russia's bad because they put the head of the KGB in this. He's the head of the dude. And the guy goes, we did it. And by the way, this was when Bush was president. This is when this conversation was taking place. Now, I wasn't involved politically, but I was, getting my political, I was putting my little baby wings on to get out of the nest. I remember this when I learned of the Russian media called Pravda. It was called by us a propaganda machine. And at the time, I trusted our media and I thought to myself, American media reports the truth, but this Russian Pravda is nothing but propaganda. Ask me what I think now. Are you old enough to remember Pravda? What do you think about our media in comparison to Pravda? I'll tell you this. Our media is far worse than the Russian propaganda machine. And you know the difference? The Russian propaganda machine propped up Russia, made it look good. Our media makes us look bad. It takes the most evil people, the Clintons, the Schumers, the Pelosis, etc., and makes them look good. It takes liars like Epstein and Weinstein and others and makes them look good until they no longer need them. I don't trust any of them.
Radio show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Radio show
con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm disgusted by the media, Democrats and other leftists, winos who support the agenda of the left, the misinformed, like the Holly weirdos who buy into the propaganda of the left and do no research, no critical thinking to understand things better. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, folks. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I mentioned instances where I was hit in the face with the truth. And you know what I did? I stopped in my tracks. And I began to search for the truth. I had been misinformed or simply went with the narrative.
And I learned time and time again when that happened, when I was confronted with that, confronted with the realization of my ignorance on a topic, I made one of two choices. I either chose to disregard the topic and say, I'm not going to say anything more on it because I don't want to learn anything more about it. But my intellectual curiosity would all generally get the best of me, and I would then change paths. I'd shift gears and say, I want to now know the truth. That's what's called growth. That's what's called evolution, and that's good. And even sometimes, folks, it isn't an overwhelming overturning of your, you know, your belief system. Sometimes it's just a tweak. See, I've never not liked any human beings. But I'll tell you this, I had a bias towards homosexuality. Didn't understand it. I'm not, never going to be a part of it. But here's what I do know. I know it exists. And so I can either have this bigoted idea about, oh, you know, this is the way homosexuals are or whatever. I could say, you know what? I don't really care. It's a personal choice. I don't agree with it. From a religious standpoint, you know, I'm going to say this. Love the sinner, hate the sin. But I don't care. That was an evolution. Because I grew up where it was something that didn't have, you know, people didn't talk about it. It was like, don't be that. Don't be funny. Y'all heard me tell you, my grandmother say, oh, he funny. And I didn't know what it meant. But I think that's where the word gay evolved. Well, if they so funny, then what, it makes them gay. So, but I just knew I didn't want to be it. But it didn't mean, just because I don't want to be it doesn't mean I don't have to understand it. You know, there are many things I don't want to be. There are many things I don't want to do. I'm not into needlepoint. If you see me doing needlepoint, you know I got a gun in my head. They got my kids hostage. You know, but it's weird to me, but so be it. People do it. Not for me to judge. That's an evolution, a tweak of what I know inherently that, as I said before, I never, you know, had one thing or the other. I don't have anything against homosexuals in the sense that I just knew I wasn't one. And those are just some examples. But that's how children become adults, learning that there are no absolutes. All teachers aren't good. All lawyers aren't good. All police aren't good. All doctors aren't competent. You get what I'm saying? We get to, oh, how dare they talk about the FBI? The FBI is, the FBI has some very bad people in it. The same way there are some bad cops, same way there are some bad doctors, bad mechanics, bad accountants, etc. But you hear things, oh, he's an accountant. Oh, he's got his CPA. Ooh, even better. But he embezzled. What? The harsh reality of life, folks, hits us. Absolutes don't exist. And despite the evil that does exist in the world, here's another little thing you should understand. You can learn from it. Why do we study serial killers? Because we want to learn how to spot their behavior. Why do criminals get attorneys? Aren't they just guilty? If you know somebody's guilty, why do we take them through the whole legal system? Because we still want to know what's going on with them. Why do cops ask criminals to tell their side of the story? Even when the cop has enough evidence to put them away, they say to them, look, you don't have to talk to me, but I brought you in here. I'm homicide. You know, in other words, I got the goods on you. Do you want to tell me your side of the story? And some guys will go, well, yeah, man. I mean, I remember watching one of these cases where the guy goes, look, man, they started shooting at me. I don't know why. They were shooting up my house. He goes, I poked out the window with my rifle and I started shooting back because he killed one of them. And they thought it was like a gang war. He goes, no. And they found out it was the truth. He told his side of the story. I'm going to tell you, setting it up, leading up to that, you thought, oh, no, he shot that dude in cold blood. And when they got the guy, I'm sitting there telling you what I was thinking. I was like, man, he's guilty. And when he told his side of the story, I went, that makes sense. Cops had all the evidence. They showed it. They want you to tell your side of the story because at the very least, as we all know, there's two sides to every coin, no matter how thin it is. And by the way, everything presents the opportunity, the possibility to learn. Got another question for you. How many times have you been told a story by the media only to find out a little later, years later, that they lied? It's almost like getting DNA evidence after the fact and having to release the person from prison because the truth finally comes out. But here's the problem with conservatism. They never release us from prison. So what? We learned the truth about COVID. And we were telling it the whole time. Have you been released from prison? You think they're going to let my stuff get out suddenly because it turns out I was right? How much have we learned about the vaccines that we now know was bull on the other side of the aisle? Are they releasing us from prison? What have we learned about Russian collusion? We learned it was a blatant lie. And there are many other stories like that. Comey, we were told, was a straight shooter, as was Bob Mueller. Are they? When DC tells me somebody's a good, immediately I put them on my crap list. The media does not want us deciding for ourselves. It is a tool of the government meant to persuade you one way, one direction. Internationally, as an example, Putin is a bad guy. We are supposed to universally understand that and accept it. On a domestic front, Donald Trump is universally accepted, supposedly, to be a bad guy. That's what we are supposed to accept. So when Tucker Carlson says he's going to go over and interview him, here's what Hillary Clinton had to say.
I mean, he's like a puppy dog. You know, he somehow is, after having been fired from so many outlets in the United States, I would not be surprised if he emerges with a contract with outlet, because he is a useful idiot. He says things that are not true. He parrots Vladimir Putin's pack of lies about Ukraine. So I don't see why Putin wouldn't give him an interview, because through him, he can, you know, continue to lie about what his, you know, objectives are in Ukraine and what he expects to see happen. It's really quite sad that not just somebody like Tucker Carlson, who has, as I said, been fired so many times because he seems unable to, you know, correlate his reporting with the truth, but also because it's a sign that there are people in this country right now who are like a fifth column for Vladimir Putin. And why? I don't know. I mean, why are certain Republicans throwing their lot in? Why are, you know, other Americans basically believing Putin? Why did Trump believe Putin more than our 11 intelligence agencies?
I don't know. Do you have a working theory?
I do have a working theory.
So this is what's coming from the woman who used the Russians in an elaborate ruse to do what? To lie about Donald Trump. But Tucker Carlson, well, he's a puppy dog. And, oh, you know what? I don't know if you know this, but he was fired by Fox. Yeah, he's a useful idiot who parrots Putin's talking points. Well, what are Putin's talking points? Nobody knows, because nobody's interviewing him. I would really love to know how he's parroting Putin's talking points when all that a journalist is supposed to do is to say, let me present both sides of the audience, of the argument rather, and you figure out what's in it for you. But Hillary Clinton says, no, Putin is a liar. Now, this is coming from a certifiable liar. Putin is a liar. Then she says, you know, it's really sad. But did I mention Tucker's been fired? See, that's supposed to help you understand it. Yeah, how can you believe him? He's been fired. And then she goes on to say this, because now she's talking about you and me. She says, well, it's a sign there are people that act like the fifth column for Putin. I don't know about you, but I get up in the morning and go, how can I help Vladimir? I mean, how can I promote his propaganda as I analyze what's happening in my life? I mean, you know, this inflation that's occurring under Biden, well, we all know that's Putin's fault. All this crime is going on in black neighborhoods, that's Putin's fault. And why would Donald Trump believe Putin over all the intelligence agencies?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.